Oh, hey, this is Melissa Reynolds.
And Todd Reynolds coming at you live in location from Benetang Machine, Ontario, at our humble abode.
Please don't say humble abode. No, like, do you normally say that?
Abode. No, why would I ever say humble abode? I would, but not
it's
normally.
So bad. You are so geeky. It's insane.
I don't care. There's a secret for our audience. I don't care.
I think everybody who watches this on Instagram knows you don't care.
Well, whatever.
They look at what you wear.
Yeah.
They
I'm
look
happy.
At,
I'm not here to please.
Oh, my goodness. Right?
Humble abode, yes.
Humble abode.
Episode 17, we said? Did I get that in there or no?
I don't know if you did.
Well, it is.
It is. It
Number
is
17. I'm humble abode. There you go.
Stop. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we have a shout out, and our shout out is going to Danielle Parent.
Woot woot.
Today. Woot woot. Danielle Parent paints a lot. Because every time she paints, she listens to the podcast.
Oh, yes.
So she's doing renovations, and when she paints, she says she likes to listen to the podcast.
Let our voices guide your strokes.
You
That's what I say.
Such a geek.
What? That's what a paint is called, is it not?
Pardon me.
Isn't that what it's called when you paint?
Yes.
Something? Yeah, okay. So what's the problem?
I don't know. You're just so ridiculous. See,
if you would talk to me on a daily basis, you would realize how funny I am.
I talk to you every day.
No.
I do so.
No, you don't. We don't have time to talk.
Oh, you make it sound like we literally never have a conversation.
Well, it's like, hi.
That is not at all what it's like.
What do you
like.
Want to watch?
Oh, my goodness.
As of late, it's been the morning show. Good show.
Yes, we love the morning show. Yes. So anyway, Danielle is a childhood friend. We've been friends with Danielle. Well, I took swimming lessons with her at the Red Dock when I was very little, and it was very freezing cold.
Ooh.
The water was so cold. It was every morning for like a few weeks or maybe a month, and it was at the Red Dock.
In January?
Not in January, but it was in the summer, and it was cold. And I remember so many kids did not want to go into the water.
Oh, of course.
I loved it, though, because you know me.
Oh,
I love
yes.
a good bay swim.
You're a bay bully.
I am a bay
you
bully.
You beckoned them to dive in with you.
I did. And I remember, though, like you would get on the Red Dock because it was called Red Dock, and it had just a floating Red Dock. If I'm remembering...
That is so original.
I know. I might not be remembering correctly, but I'm pretty sure I am. And it was, if you're local, it was the water right before King's Wharf. Did you know that?
Right before, like coming down the bay or up the bay? Like
coming from Jury Drive.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Where
I knew
we,
that's where it was.
Yeah, so that's
where that grassy area is now.
Yeah, like now it's all overgrown and grassy. I don't know why
there's no dock there anymore.
I know. I don't know why they did that. Like, that was so much fun there.
It wasn't at that beach by...
No, it was...
Dutchman's Cove or whatever it's called? No,
it was
down in there?
The Red Dock.
Hmm. Where did they park?
They parked in the King's Wharf Theater parking.
Nice of them. Nice of them.
That's where I met Danielle Parent.
Well, you know what? I think I coached Danielle Parent. Paramount.
You coached Danielle Paramount?
Yes, I did. Volleyball, I think, if I can think way back.
You did coach her in baseball.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're not going to talk about baseball because it wasn't much of a coaching job there. I would try to get them to do plays like a cutoff man and you know where to go to cover. And no, they just sit there and not listen to me.
No.
That's okay.
I bet you Danielle was listening to you, though.
Keep on trucking.
She would have been listening to you.
Well, there were some that were just sitting there on the bench smoking away their smokes there, not paying attention to the coach. I'm like, okay. All right.
Those are the days
here we go.
Those are the days when people smoked.
Swing hard.
Yeah. Okay, so Danielle, we're really grateful for your friendship. We're really grateful for your listening, and we're just glad that we know you. So thank you so much. Thank you for listening to us, and thank you for being a super fan. There we go.
Keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking.
That was our cheer.
It was our cheer.
That was our cheer.
Oh, my goodness.
That was
amazing.
The one thing they had enthusiasm for.
What?
The cheer.
The cheer.
Versus the actual playing
we
of the game.
We had bright yellow shirts
Yepers.
With blue writing. I think I still have my shirt. Those were such fun days. We had tons of girlfriends, like 20 at least friends that we played baseball. Like, I was terrified to get hit by the ball.
It was lob ball.
I was still terrified.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you want to be hit by a ball?
Not necessarily, no, but I wasn't terrified. I wouldn't be terrified of it.
I was terrified of it.
Okay.
All right. Well, there we go. That's the history of our baseball team and the history of Danielle.
Yes. There you go.
Okay. So what I wanted to talk about and I thought would be kind of fun is we just finished a series on Netflix that we were obsessed with. Cooper's very... You're not obsessed with it?
Well, I am. I'm super obsessed with it, but we just aren't 100% sure how it terminates.
You're right. We don't know. Sorry. So we actually don't know how it finishes. You're right. Sorry.
We can talk about to this point, but we're still not sure exactly.
That's true. So this is our crazy life.
See?
We went to...
What do you want to watch?
That's so true. We went down to watch it, and then we have 40 minutes. So true. I can't believe we're talking about this right now. We have 40 minutes left of the last episode, don't we?
Yeah, of the last episode of the
entire
series. Yeah, so.
Well, we can just speculate what happened. We actually have no idea.
Well, it's such a good show. It keeps you guessing.
It does keep you guessing. So we're still going to talk about it, even though it's ridiculous that we're not done it. But I think there's so many reasons we do want it. Did we even say the name of it yet?
I think you did, yes.
No. So the show
No.
We just know what we're talking about.
Right.
Sarah here is wondering what show we're talking about.
Yes.
So the show that we're talking about is Ted Lasso. And I don't know if you've watched it, but I would love to know what you think of it. I'd love for you to private message me and tell me what you think of Ted Lasso.
Are you talking to me?
No. I don't need you to private message
me. Oh, I thought I wouldn't communicate from now on.
Oh, my goodness. You are ridiculous.
No more talking. Private message me.
Yes.
You won't respond. Trust me.
No,
I know.
Stop. You're so mean to me.
Oh, yeah. I'm with the kids. I'm going to text mom and ask her a question. So you text her and see if she responds. Oh, bing. Kids get a message back.
Liar.
True story.
That is a is lie.
100% factual.
That's not true.
Look it up. It's a fact.
Anyway, we're going to talk about Ted Lasso because there's so many cool things and awesome things about this show. Emma at school kept being called Ted Lasso, and she didn't know why, and she was like, they keep calling me Ted Lasso at school, and I'm not sure why, and now we know why, because she's very similar to the Ted Lasso.
Because she's a cool dude.
She is cool. Yeah. She's very similar to his personality. So if you've never watched it, then I don't think we'll be really ruining anything. But if you've watched it, you would know that like the episodes are just really, really, really good.
Yeah, it focuses on not so much of the sport aspect, but of the camaraderie, of the teamship, of the building a whole human, you know, without it being preachy.
Yeah, you never feel like it's being preachy.
No,
but
not at all. And it's got some funny parts.
Oh, my goodness. It's so funny. And they really touch on a lot of things, right?
For sure. Yeah.
Like, so Ted Lasso, can you give a premise of the what it is, Todd?
Okay. So it's about English football, which we know as soccer. And it's huge over there. And they have different leagues, Champions League, Premier League, whatever. So there's this team that's owned by this rich guy. And he and his wife get a divorce. And his wife gets the team. And that's the only thing that, quote unquote, she says that he's ever loved. And at the beginning, she wants to ruin it. So she hires an American football, like pigskin football coach who knows nothing about soccer, just to basically to try to destroy the team. And from there, the story blooms and blossoms.
That's
correct. Yes. Yes. And it's, just what else am I supposed to say?
I don't know. That's like, great. Does she only get that in the divorce?
Oh, I'm sure she got some other things, but Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Statuesque woman.
I love Rebecca. She's beautiful and strong and smart.
I think I first saw her on the Rakuten commercials. You ever see those with
the
bald cat and their betting things?
I don't even know what a Rakuten is.
It's like an app where you get points for stuff, I think. I don't know. It was a commercial. I'm like,
oh, yes. Yeah, I remember that, actually. Yeah, so what we loved about it is that Ted Lasso is just like super, super, super kind.
Yeah.
But not a pushover.
No. He's not reactive. He waits things out and, you know.
Yeah, he's very rarely reactive.
Yeah.
So we love that he's kind. And what I like is that we watched it with our kids and he kind of shows how to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. It's Cooper's favorite show he's ever seen, which is really neat to hear Cooper say, like, he's like, this is my very favorite show. Yeah. Why did he love it so much?
I don't know. I think it was funny. I don't know. It's kind of quirky. Like, it's kind of offbeat, you know, like not necessarily offbeat. It's just, it's not a show that is like anything else, probably.
No. It is really funny. Like the players are hilarious. The coaches are hysterical.
Oh yeah.
Rebecca's amazing. What's the girl's name?
Keely Jones.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Who do I have a crush on again? What's the guy's name? Keely's the
Roy Kent?
Roy Kent's
the anger. Guy that swears all the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, he's my favorite. He's my favorite. Oy!
Yeah, he's good.
Because he's so, I love a person that's super grumpy and then all of a sudden you see this beautiful side
of him.
Well,
that's me to a T. Of course. And it's hilarious. He's a coach and he says whistle because he refuses to blow a whistle. He just yells whistle. Oh, yes. I like that.
I forgot about that. That's so true.
Whistle.
So. What else do I love about the show? I love the fact that like they really support each other. So the players really support each other. So if you're a sports fan, you need to watch it. But if you're not a sports fan, because I like sports.
Yes, you're very
I don't love watching,
sports.
But I don't love... Stop you're it. Very... No, but I support people in sports. Yeah. I just don't really care about watching sports. But for this one, it's just so good.
Yeah, it's done really well.
It is done really well. Yeah. So it just kind of, the reason I wanted to talk about it, it's just nice to see a show that it's not, there's definitely swearing in it, but, and there's definitely probably, I guess there's sex in it. I'm not sure.
Well, I think so. I don't think there's any nudity, though.
No, there's nothing. Like, so you
That's
can
the
kinda,
only way the show would be better.
No, stop.
I'm teasing.
So I think in general, you can watch this with your kids, and there's a lot of great moments. So a lot of times in shows, what do we do when we're watching a show all together? Do you remember what we do?
You always say, what's your favorite part?
Yes.
Is that what you do? Or?
Well, no, but I always go, pause.
Oh, pause. Oh,
we have to pause when there's a moment that we think it would be a good teaching moment. So
Yes.
We pause it and everybody rolls their eyes at me.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, so like, what do we think could happen? Like, do we think this is good? What do you think is going to happen? How could they have handled that better? Or why was that handled so well?
Yeah.
Right? Like, we do that a lot.
Yes, we do.
Well, I think it's like, I love watching a show that there's some really great talking points.
Yeah. Yeah, there's talks about self-help, and they talk about seeking therapy if you need, health, all that stuff.
Yeah, it talks about mental health a lot in it, actually,
yeah,
which is really great. So not only for your family to understand about mental health, but also to understand about somebody else's mental health, which I think is really good. And I think it's even more important to watch a show like this with your parents so you can chat about it with your mom and dad, or we can chat about it with our children. So, because I think some of that stuff like in the show would be really confusing to a kid.
Oh yeah.
You know,
because you think
for a 14-year-old, like we understand context of things because we've learned it, but to a 14-year-old, if they're watching a show, like it's like me with Mrs. Hannigan in Annie.
Excuse me?
I will tell you.
Okay.
Annie was my favorite movie. I made my sister, we were allowed to watch, when, you know, those big, huge discs came out.
A CD?
No.
Like a DVD?
Big, massive discs that you put in this weird machine.
I don't think I ever had one of those, Rich.
We rented it. We would rent the machine and we would rent the disc thing. It was huge. It was like a record, but it was like an 8-track.
I've never seen one of those.
I'm going to tell you, I will find it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anyway.
I don't believe you. I've never seen one. So.
We were allowed to rent one every Friday night.
Yeah.
And I would bribe my sister. So this was like pre 8 years old, I think.
So
and I
would, 7 years old?
Like in this.
Is that pre 8 years?
I think it would be like early 80s or 70s.
Okay.
And we would be allowed to rent something, and I would bribe my sister and make sure that she let me rent Annie.
You are a terrible person.
I was. So we watched, and once Strawberry Shortcake, I remember. Oh. Anyway, we watched Annie so many times. Do you know that every single solitary time we watched Annie, I had no idea that Miss Hannigan was drunk?
I didn't know that.
I had no idea. No idea. I just thought she was.
I don't even know if I knew that.
I just thought she was a creepy, weird woman. And then, like as an adult, I watched it. It was like, oh my gosh.
As Charlize Theron?
I watched it with Carol Burnett.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh my goodness, Miss Hannigan's drunk. I had no idea. So I think like with our kids, they watch things, you know, they watch things on TikTok or they watch things on wherever they're watching things. And if they don't have the context, it's confusing.
Yeah, and I guess we just assume that they know more than we did nowadays, you know?
But they don't.
Because they're exposed to more. Well, no, they don't. But
like, I bet you they don't. Like, if I think of a scene in the show where one of the characters is completely having an anxiety attack.
Yeah.
I bet you Cooper had no idea what that meant.
Maybe not.
Right? Because he's never maybe seen it. I don't know. It's just interesting. So I think it's really important to watch shows with your kids so that you can say, pause.
Pause,
Todd. Uh-huh. And he pauses and we chat. There's also another really good part in the show when one of the guys comes out or gets found out. And oh my goodness, that part is incredible.
Yeah.
Like it, to me, I just think it was done really, really, really well.
Yeah. And we predicted that it was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Right? because like, when's this going to happen? How are they going to do it?
Like, yeah, so, like there was some foreshadowing. Yeah. I love a good foreshadow. So when that happened, that was amazing. We paused and we had discussion about that. And just really cool way of the other guys accepting this guy that came out. Just like a really amazing show. It talked about job loss. It talked about friendships. It talked about relationships, lots of relationship things. It even had episodes with kids, like a kid in school. So it just like
father
had,
and son strife.
Oh, like, father and son, mother and daughter.
Mother and daughter. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. It covers a gamut of things. It's a really good show. So.
Yeah. So if you have a chance to watch it, we would love to hear what you think. We just really loved it. And we loved getting to know why people called Emma Ted Lasso all last year or sometimes last year. And it's because, as we know, in this house, Emma is pretty kind.
Yeah. And positive. Yeah.
Really positive. Like, super positive.
Yes.
And funny as hell, really. Like, literally, she's been here on Reading
Madame.
Week. Yeah. Madame. Hello, Madame. She just comes downstairs completely happy every time she wakes up, never in a bad mood, walks down those stairs, peeks in the kitchen and says, hello, Madame.
Yeah.
And the thing that I'm loving, too, about Emma's, we love that Emma's the kind of the role model in here for our kids. But what I'm really noticing is that Spencer is noticing how positive she is and how kind she is. Like, they talk all the time. They go do things on their own at school, like at university.
Yeah.
And he even said to me the other day, he's like, she's so cute because she's always in a good mood and she's making me laugh constantly. She's so funny, Mom. That makes me...
Oh, that's nice.
That makes my heart feel so good knowing that he's noticed how good his sister is to him, but also just like her humor and her just complete joie de vivre. She is such a joie de vivre. So Emma Reynolds, aka Ted Lasso, we are proud of you.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, if you didn't get a chance to watch that, if you've never seen it, we really think that you should take a peek at it. It is a really, really good show, and we just love it because of the message, because of the kindness message, because of the humor in it. Like Kara, my friend Kara, has been saying for years, she's like, you've got to watch this show. It's right up your alley. You will love it. And we just never took the chance until now. So what are we on to? Oh, we're watching The Morning Show right now.
The Morning Show, yeah.
Like we're caught right up
you
on The Morning
Show.
You
and I, with the kids. Yeah, but I think with the kids, who might watch Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, yeah.
With
what is it?
It's Only Murders in the Building. It's got Selena Gomez, Martin Short, and...
Steve Martin,
yeah.
Steven Martin. I like to call him Steven Martin. When I talk to him personally, I like to call him Steven Martin.
Do you use his middle name as well?
Pardon me?
Do you use his middle name as well?
Do you know his middle name?
No, I don't. But you seem like you're on first name basis, so I thought you might know it.
No? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so get a chance to watch Ted Lasso. Tell us other ones that we could watch with our kids. We would love some ideas. So after you've listened to this podcast, can you please send us messages of different shows that... We don't want shows that are like young shows, but we want shows that are funny but also have messages because we really like to chat with our kids about different things within shows. So Ted Lasso is a win. It's two thumbs up for the Reynolds family.
I'm partial to sitcoms where Melissa doesn't laugh, just sits there mute and we're all laughing.
That's not true.
That's true. Look it up. True. It's a fact. You know
it. It's kind of true.
Of course it's kind of true. Did you know that Bugs Bunny won't accept files through Google Drive?
Why?
Well, apparently he'll only accept a WhatsApp doc.
That's so bad.
I know.
So bad.
It's good. I know. Those WhatsApp docs.
That's terrible. All right. Well, that was episode 17 of We've Been Reynolds. If you're a super fan, let us know. We are trying to get to the next level with our podcast. So we would love if you told your friends about it because we need some listeners. We need some extra listeners. So if you can, what are you doing?
I'm looking up because you have so many photos in our thing that I have to look about 40,000 scrolls backwards to look for my next joke that I have a picture of on my phone. Oh, it's so true. There's 180,000 pictures on our camera roll.
I know. Actually, let's talk about that on the next podcast because Todd did something
you have
and messed everything up on my phone.
Terrible phone etiquette.
Do not have to.
You certainly
phone
do.
Etiquette.
You certainly do.
Oh my
Don't
goodness.
Touch your phone for 2 days and then we'll open up and on air we'll see how many tabs you have open. We'll see. On air, live.
Okay, let's talk about this next time. Sarah's shaking her head because she knows how bad it is. Yours is bad too, Sarah? No, yours would never be bad. Is that weird about me? I don't think people would think that about me. I think people would think I'd have...
You have a data dump. We have 2 terabytes of... I can't talk about it.
Do you think people would think I have it all together?
Well, they would think so, but I know the real story.
Sarah and Todd know that I don't have it all together. I try. I'm not that bad. Just not great on my phone having it together. Anyway, that was episode 17. Thank you so much for listening, and we can't wait to...
it's been a pleasure spending time with you once again.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Summer days will always stay with